All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Evan, again, the Biden administration signed a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill into law in November after months of negotiation between the White House and Capitol Hill. The legislation passed both the House and Senate in a bipartisan fashion, with 13 Republicans supporting the measure in the House and 19 GOP senators voting for the bill in the upper chamber. So you think everything is fine. You think it's ready to move forward. Mm-hmm. A large part of the funds in the law, however, still need congressional approval through the annual appropriations bill. Congress has struggled to come to an agreement on a government spending bill, though Senator Richard Shelby, the vice chairman of the Appropriations Committee, announced on Wednesday that negotiations had reached a breakthrough agreement for the framework of an omnibus spending bill. Now, so you would think that that would be good news and people could move forward. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Senator Shelby Moore penned a letter to governors on Wednesday encouraging them to ignore a December memo from the Federal Highway Administration that called for recipients of highway funding to take action on projects that enhance the conditions and safety of existing transportation infrastructure before proceeding with efforts to add new travel lanes. So the Republicans don't want them to work on the infrastructure that's already there, that's in disarray. They want them to build additional lanes.
Sure.
Which to me is absolutely, again, ridiculous. If I've got lanes that are already active and are in bad shape,
terrible shape,
you would think that you would take care of those first, but no. Republicans and conservatives are more concerned with even more cars, and that everybody has a car and every individual drives on the highway or the expressway themselves. No people driving together. They want every individual to drive. And in order to do that, it means we need more expansions of the highways. So to me, to say that that's what we're going to do with the funds instead of repairing the highways and the roads that we already have, again, is not only moronic, but it adds to America, a nation teetering on the edge. Who do we have on the line, Evan?
It's almost like a bad faith argument from the get that's never supposed to be concluded.
Yeah, but well, these people are your enemy. And you've got to understand that. Stop acting like, well, you know, there's some good people. They're not.
Yeah.
Who do we have on the line?
We have Dick from Madison.
Hey, Dick, how you doing, man?
Oh, good. Hey, Earl, new lanes to a bridge that's going to collapse when you drive over it.
You know, yeah.
How stupid is this? But another thing they succeeded in doing again this month, this is supposed to be Black History Month. Well, first of all, I have an objection with that. I think it should be American Black History, and it should be taught every month. But
I'm not a person who supports Black History Month. We'll talk about why later, but. You look at the fact that everything that happens, these people are going to be on the opposite side of what you and I.
Oh, absolutely. Look what they're doing with Biden right now. Everything is after, and it's just amazing. He creates 6.6 million new jobs in his first year, and now we got to hear all this. I'm telling you, Earl, all they do is change direction, because the news is actually pretty good about things that are going on, but they want it to be bad.
So Dick, again, the nation is teetering on the edge because, you know, we can't, there's no getting along between conservatives and Democrats. And the reason there is no getting along is because the conservatives have made you their enemy.
Well, when you've got idiots in the House, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, and these people that they're going to prop up to run.
Or Bobart, or whatever her name. I mean, there's just so many of them.
Right. So, and here's the problem with the House of Representatives as opposed to the Senate. The House, I'm sorry, it's kind of like the minor leagues, in my opinion, as opposed to the Senate. And here's why. You have your maps all drawn out, and you're going to gerrymander yourself into a job. Whereas the Senate, at least, you have to run statewide. Some of these people that are running for the House of Representatives couldn't win a statewide election.
Hey Dick, Dick, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for the call. Evan, who do we have up next?
He ain't lying. All right, we got CJ from Stoughton.
Hey, CJ, man, I'm telling you, man, you guys have created enemies with the American people. You've divided up this country, and you have made it us against them.
So I guess Biden wasn't successful in unifying the country.
How could he unify people who don't want to be unified? Let me see. The country wasn't unified under
the last guy.
It wasn't unified under the guy before him. It wasn't unified with the guy before him. And a nation that is never going to be unified is a nation that's teetering on the edge.
You know, well,
so you somehow thought that one man should be able. I'm watching what's happening with the Republicans right now. They're not unified. So to somehow expect Joe Biden to unify the nation is ridiculous.
I didn't expect it because I knew what he was running on. He was running as a divider. He look at the border.
Who's divided? What are you talking about, man? The nation is divided because conservatives and Republicans, who at one point in time you could have a dialogue with, are now at the point where there is no conversation at all. It's either you're going to do it our way or we're not going to have any conversation for you.
And I don't get it. I mean, the border, we have more people currently detained than we have in the last 10 years. I mean, Biden is going ham against the border.
Hey CJ. Oh,
please. Well, you know what? They held up hostage the infrastructure bill to get this bill back broke. And look what it's done to inflation. Earl, have you bought groceries?
Oh, man.
Oh yeah, I bought groceries, and I'm still able to buy them. And I'm not whining and crying about the fact that groceries have gone up a little bit. Let me say this to you, man, in all fairness. It is again, the fact that conservatives choose to play hardball on every turn, and it's our way or the highway, even though you're not in charge. And so you're just like a bunch of children. You have to be in charge. It's going to be our way. You don't even accept the fact that America is one nation. What did it say? One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Lies. And conservatives have done a bang, bang job of making sure that there isn't going to be one nation. It's either going to be their way or no way at all. Got to go. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.